You're listening to MTL. More to Life is the Christian Union St. George's School, Harpenden, and our vision is to make God's presence known to this generation.
So there's this guy called Simon, and Simon, just a picture, he's chatting to another guy called Nathaniel, and as they chat, what they're chatting about is they're kind of giggling and laughing, because what they're talking about is they're talking about Thomas. I don't know if you know, but Thomas's nickname was Didymus. That must have been hilarious. Can you imagine? Thomas was called Didymus. I don't know if he was a short bloke, but there is Simon and Nathaniel. And they're laughing about this. And as they do this, they're actually on the beach. And they can see the Sea of Galilee. So why don't you, in your imagination, turn with your eyes closed, just turn and look out across the sea. Imagine that you're looking out the sea and you can see the sun and it's beginning to set. And suddenly, Simon Peter says, let's go fishing. I'm hungry. So they jump into a boat. Thomas jumps in there as well, aka Didymus. And they jump into this boat and they go fishing. Yeah. And so, can you imagine? Can you see? Can you smell the sea air? Can you smell it? Can you smell the salt in the air? Remember, keep your eyes closed. You've got to use your imagination for this to really work, okay? So there they are, and they're in the boat, and they're fishing, and they're talking to each other. No, and they're arguing. They say, no, put your nets there. No, put your nets here, because they're not catching anything. Every time they throw their nets out, they don't catch anything. And they're beginning to get frustrated. Soon their frustration turns to more tiredness. And their stomach reminds them that they're hungry. They're thirsty. And they're just not sure whether they're going to catch anything. And it gets very, very dark. The sun soon begins to rise. And as the sun begins to pop up on the horizon, they're sat on the boat. They can feel a very warm, cool breeze come on the boat. And then they can hear this voice calling to them from the beach. Hey, you guys. Put the nets on the other side of the boat. Oh, don't be silly. Why would we do that? We've fished everywhere. There's no fish here. But Simon Peter recognized the voice. He recognized, Lord, is that you? Lord, if that's you, I know that's you, then I will put the nets on the other side. So they begin to put the nets on the other side. And as they do that, very quickly, they manage to catch some fish. It's amazing. It's incredible. They can't actually physically pull the fish into the boat because the nets are absolutely bursting. They're bursting so much. That they can't pull it in. So much so that they're feeling their muscles stretch on their arms as they pull the fish into the boat. The boat nearly tips over. Nathaniel picks up a fish and throws it at Simon Peter, catches him in the face just for a laugh. And the fish escapes back into the sea and manages to swim off. And they bring the boat ashore. And they really know for sure it's Jesus. And he speaks to them and he says, guys, come bring some fish. Come bring some, come and eat. And as they get some of the fish out of the boat, suddenly this kind of bonfire seems to appear from nowhere. It's like a miracle that was not even spoken, and it just happens. And there seems to be some fish already cooking on the fire. And Jesus says to them, hey guys, let's have some breakfast together. Let's eat together and let's break some bread and let's have some fish. I want you to open your eyes and welcome to the campfire and welcome to the fish that's being cooked, and I've got some bread. And at some point when the fish is ready, if you'd like some fish, if you'd like to come and eat with Jesus, then I'd love to invite you to do that. But I want to explain something about this story. It's really important. There's this one line in the Bible that talks about putting your nets down and kind of stepping out. And it's this area of trusting God. And there's sort of two parts of the story I really want to talk about. One is this trust element, and the other thing is about eating with Jesus. And I don't know if you guys are radical people. I think you have to be radical to wear a green uniform a little bit, eh? But I don't know if you're really radical, but you know, these disciple guys, they were really radical. Even when they were tired, they still listened to Jesus and they still did what he asked them to do. They were so radical that they knew Jesus' voice, and they would respond regardless of what would happen. And I don't know if you're that radical. Maybe Jesus, at breakfast time this morning, said something to you about your day, and maybe you missed it, or maybe you didn't. Or maybe you're not aware that he wants to say something new and afresh to you. Maybe you're not aware that Jesus is calling you to come and eat with him. I have a friend of mine that for 18 months would go to McDonald's once a week and go and have a coffee. And instead of buying one coffee, he would buy two cups of coffee. And he would buy one cup of coffee for himself and one cup of coffee for Jesus. And every week, the same thing would happen. He would drink his coffee, and then he would look over and he'd go, oh, Jesus, you don't want yours. And then he'd swap the cups, and then he would drink Jesus's cup. Until one day happened, when he looked over and the coffee was gone. And the coffee wasn't there. That wasn't in Africa. That was in this country. His coffee just went down. And he had just got into the habit of going to McDonald's and just chatting with God and just trying to be radical, but at the same time trying to do what God was telling him to do. You weren't going to eat that bit anyway, were you? So I wonder how radical you can be in this school of St. George's. I wonder how radical, I wonder how much God wants to speak to you about trusting him, about trusting him a little bit more. You know, I have this other analogy that I use sometimes. If I take a cup and we're on a concrete floor and I drop that cup, will the cup break? You know, some of you are confident, some of you are not sure. The truth is, we don't know unless you actually drop it and see. Because you know, sometimes in the house I've dropped a cup and I've been amazed it didn't break. And other times I was amazed when it did break. And trust is a little bit like that. With God, sometimes you can't always necessarily work out exactly what's going to happen. But that's why you got to trust him. And these guys been fishing all night. But Simon Peter decided, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Wouldn't it be cool if we were known for people, instead of just taking one step on the water, but actually we ran across the water like the little kid out of Incredibles? Wouldn't it be cool if we were known for radical people just because all we simply did was listen to God and put the nets wherever he tells us to put the nets. And I want to challenge you guys that breakfast is really important. And breakfast has two elements. And this is the whole point to the story that Jesus was trying to get at. Number one, it's great to eat together. And number two, it's really great to spend time with Jesus. And I want to challenge you, how many of you actually pray and talk to God in the morning? How many of you might be reading the Bible in the morning, trying to find out what he might be saying for your day at school? Maybe he'll help you with that difficult teacher. Maybe Jesus will help you with your best friend who decided not to be your best friend today. Maybe Jesus will just help you what food to pick from the canteen. Who knows? But unless you're actually sitting down with him and you're kind of eating with him, then in a sense you're not going to know. And so the challenge at MTL today is, will you come and eat with Jesus? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes again, okay? Not because Jan says, but because you would like to. And I want you on your own just to pray to God in your own way, whichever way you do that. And you just invite him, if you're up for it, and say, God, I want to trust you a little bit more. I want to hear you a little bit more. Speak to me more through your Bible. Whatever it is that you want to pray, you pray. And then after a few minutes, we're going to eat some fish. Okay? So you just take a moment and you pray on your own.
You've been listening to the More to Life podcast. And I'm still